Sugya of Chalipin. The reason we got to this is, as we spoke about on Thursday, the Gemara made an about face. The Gemara thought that if you have Dayanim, so then you shouldn't need a Kinyan. And then the Gemara made a about face, and the Gemara says, no, Vehilchasa Pshara Tzricha Kinyan. Rami, you hear? Vehilchasa Pshara Tzricha Kinyan. No matter how you slice it, you're going to need a kinyan. Kinyan in this sugya, in any gemara that you're going to read, Rabosa, that's going to be in Marma Komos, kinyan is a code name for what? Chalipin. What is chalipin? Who here has ever seen chalipin? Schwartz, where have you seen chalipin?
My brother's wedding.
Your brother's wedding, where?
In the
Chassan's Tish, right? Right? Before the guys get shikker, at the Chassan's Tish, which... Whatever, that's a schmooze on its own. But the Chassan's Tish has, at least the Edim should have a clear mind. So basically the way the Kala, who's not there, is koina and acquires the Ksuba, is through a transaction between either the Masada Kedushin and the Chassan, and the Edim and the Chassan. And what they do is they pick up a Kinyan Sudr, and that automatically now... works on behalf of the woman that she, it's as if she is now acquiring the ksuba on their behalf. Who has seen chalipin in another context? Lautner. When you're selling your chametz to the rabbi, what do? Usually you pick up a pen. Right. So we're going to get into all different aspects. Whose pen should you pick up? The rabbi's pen, your pen? Gemara actually, you'll see, has a machlokes about it. Fascinating machlokes between Rav and Levi in the Sugya Zebub Metzia in Perek Hazav. The real source, Kiddushin quotes it, but the real source is actually in the fifth Perek Zebub Metzia in Perek Hazav. So we're going to have to analyze that Gemara as well. So this is all constantly talking about the concept of Kinyan, Kinyan, Kinyan. Kinyan refers to Chalipin. So the Gemara says when it comes to a pshara, it's not sufficient for you to just do the pshara. Those of you that, everyone who saw the sugya on Thursday, our case was in Gluck. It's a little brighter over there. And we were going in, me and Abitan, for a pshara. And before we walked into the room, we decided that we were going to do a pshara. Before we heard anything about what the Dayanim were leaning towards, we didn't even meet the Dayanim. Ad kedei kach, that the Chidushei HaBlank said that it doesn't matter who the Dayanim are. Chidushei HaHu?
Ron,
very good. Shapin Nachas. Chidushei HaRan said the Pshara is fundamentally different than any other, than all the other Din Torah, that the Shem Dayan, the Gavre, is not as essential for the Pshara. It's more me and Abitan above and beyond the Dayan. So, we're going to make our Kinyan, says the Gemara, whenever we're carrying out a Pshara, when we're going to go through the arbitration agreement. Zok de Heilige Toises, Ashas Toises, one of the most important Toises in Mesechah Sanhedrin, Zichr, in the first paragraph of Sanhedrin. A person sees you on the street and asks you, you learned Sanhedrin? You learned the first paragraph of Sanhedrin? Let's talk Mechila. Let's talk the Toises. You know how many conversations, you know how many Lamdash Sugyas come out of these Toises? There's about 4 Lamdash Sugyas that come out of these Toises at least. Shas topics from our Toises. But you learn the Gemara well. You see where Toises is coming from. Let's go. Let's read the Toises. Tzricha Kinyin. Im nifarish the kinyan shel pshara oisin koidim apshara. Toisis is starting off im nifarish. Toisis is not sure. Toisis is unclear. What's Toisis unclear about? A very simple question. Abitan and Belazan are making a kinyan on their pshara. What's Toisis' question?
When?
When is that kinyan taking place? Im nifarish the kinyan shel pshara oisin koidim apshara. If you say on the, you say there's one possibility that Abitan and Belazan are making their kinyan chalip and they're picking up the pen, the handkerchief, the sudr, and they're using. By the way, you should know a lot of rabbonim use actually the yarmulke because he has a hat. If he has a hat, right? So they use the yarmulke. So watch the videos. You'll see. Nitvarish the kinyan shel pshara oisin koidim apshara v'koinin zemi ze lasois kemoishu yoimru adayonim. And Abitan and myself are saying we're now going to have a chalipin. We're going to have a kinyan. We're going to solidify our transact that no matter what the dayonim in that room, whoever they are going to decide. That's going to be binding. This is now going to lock us in to what's going to be said in the future, even though Abitan, according to the Chidushei HaRan, what? We never even met the Dayanim. We don't even know if they look nice. We don't even know how they... We don't know if they're white or black. We don't even know what... The koinin zemi zelasis k'mo yishiyom ra'dayonin. Hein l'shalem, hein limchol. What does that mean, hein l'shalem, hein limchol? If Abitan wins, right? So then, I have to be my poshut. Abitan owes me money, right? We said. Abitan owes me. Everyone wants to understand what that means. You can speak to me. Abitan, you can clarify. Abitan owes me. So, on one hand, if they paskin against me, so I have to be Moichel. If they paskin against Abitan, which probably they're going to paskin against, it's going to be Hein L'shalin, right? That's going to be the Pshara. Hein L'shalin, Hein Limchol, Hein L'daktik Mikan, so don't bring a raya from here. Hein L'daktik Mikan, don't bring a proof from here. Diba Alma, that in the rest of the Velt, that in all other sugyas in Shas, Shas topic. Dimechila Tzricha Kinyan, like if Tosis would be like putting on a billboard of like a topics by the scholar in residence talking this Shabbos, he would say, "Deba'alma mechila tzricha kinyan." What's the din about mechila if we actually cared what Taisa says instead of these like fancy schmancy topics? You know, we would actually, this would be the title, "Deba'alma mechila tzricha kinyan." Don't be medayik from this sugya that mechila in general. What does that mean, mechila in general? A classic case of mechila, no pshara. He owes me. Spitz owes me some money. I decide I'm a nice guy. Before Yom Kippur, I'll be Michael him on the money, right? So do I need a kinyan or not? What are you passing, Khan? Do you know? Good, you're in good hands. Tosis is not sure himself. Good. I don't know. Do I need a kinyan? So Tosis says, let's bring a proof from Pshara. Let's bring a proof from our sugya that it's not sufficient for Abitan and Belzan to walk into the room and just hear what the Dayanim say, but rather we need the kinyan beforehand, before we walk in. Says Tosis, a raya brura, that when a person's Michael on their money, that they need what? They can't just be Michael. Talk is cheap. But rather you actually have to do a maisa kinyan. Ein ledaktik. It's not a raya. Why isn't it a raya? Seems like a good raya. Just like my mechila for Abitan is not going to have a chalois, it's not going to take effect unless we made a maisa kinyan. So too, if Spitz owes me money, another case, so if talk is cheap, I need to do a maisa kinyan for the mechila to take effect. So Tosis, no, there's no raya for me. Ein l'dakta mikan, why? D'mashitzarech hocha kinyan ala mechila, because over here, the fact that you need a kinyan, mushum di'ilav have a kinyan, because if it wasn't for the kinyan, havikmo mechila betos, then we would say in this situation of pshara, this is different. Because in this situation of pshara, the guy's going to turn back to him, and Abitan's going to say, "Rabbi, no way, I'm backing out." And I would say, "No, I'm sorry, Abitan owes me. I forgot." So I'm going to say, "My mechila, mechila betos. I never thought they would paskin against me." Dehacha, there's an added reason. This is not like a classic mechila. Over here, there's a tzad to say that the pshara, the nature of the pshara, is an automatic, built-in mechila betos. Why? Shelo yodeya sheyomru limchol kol kach. Because I would never have thought in my wildest dreams that the hanhola or the dayonim would side on Abitan's side over me. The guy's a creep. Why would you ever side on his side? It's a mechila betos. When I walked into the groom, I would have said, "Push it, I'm going to win." So therefore I said, yeah, I'm moichol, a kinyan. No. So therefore Tosis says, no, but when I spits, everyone knows the facts. Or his spits says, "Hey, Rabbi, I can't pay you back. I'm sorry. And I'm moichol. It's not a mechila betos. I know what he owes me. We know exactly what's going on. We know the amounts. We know all the transactions, all the nekudas, the amount of money, the specifications, it's all apparent. And I say, Spitz, you're a good guy, I'm going to be Meichel on you. But Abitan, for Apshara, which is going to be about the Dayanim, never in my wildest dreams did I think they would pass an event, see? So therefore, Tosis says, this is not a classic Mechila. This is a Mechila that's totally B'das Achirin. This is a Mechila that's totally on what the Dayanim are going to say. That maybe needs a kinyan above and beyond a classic klesa mechila, because we don't know what's going to happen. Because otherwise, it's going to be mechila mechilas. Ein l'dak mikan deba alma mechila tzricha kinyan. Dema shetzor hocha kinyan al mechila mishum di'ilav av a kinyan av a kamo mechila betos. Shelo yideh sheyer min limcho kokach. V'yava gav dahash v'dik a kinyan av a kamo kinyan betos. Miu alima milsa tvei bekinyan mi beloy kinyan. What did that line just mean? Rabbi Yisai, what's Tosis saying? Tosis is distinguishing between a classic case of mechila, don't bring a raya from the case of pshara, that implicit in the pshara between me and Abitan is a built-in mechila, that if I lose Abitan, I'm being meichel to you, right? Taisa says, ein ledakti nikan, you can't bring a raya to stam mechila, to a case of Avi Spitz and me when I'm just being meichel on a chayv. Why ein ledakti nikan? So Taisa say, Mickey, why? Because it's totally another thing. So I can tell you, it was a mechila betos. I never in my wildest dream thought they were paskin against me, right? So therefore, it's not similar to a stam mechila, and one could still conclude that even though pshara mechila tzricha kinyan, even though pshara tzricha kinyan, but over here, what? In a regular case of Avi Spitz, mechila what? Paskin what? Mechila? Mechila? Mechila ain't tzricha kinyan, come on. Right?
So what does Taisa say? What did the line just say? And therefore, I need a kinyan chalipin to help out.
What does that do? I don't understand. Let's read the Taisa again. Don't compare this to that, because this is more of a situation of where it's more shaykh to be toast, right? V'afal gab da hashta de'ika kinyan. And Taisa, whatever Taisa says, v'afal gab, he's bothered by something. Something's bothering Taisa. There's something bothering him. V'afal gab da hashta de'ika kinyan. Okay, so now you implement the kinyan in the case of Pshara with me and Abitan, right? So you implement the kinyan. So it's still a toast. So what's it changing? I could still say to Abitan, so I had a kinyan. But it's a kinyan betos, because it's based on the dayonim. And I never thought that they would go against me. It's not like a regular case of mechila. So Tosis, no. No. Afal gad da hashta de ika kinyan ava kamo kinyan betos. It's still a kinyan betos. Hager, miu alima milfa tvei mi bekinyan mi beloy kinyan. It now becomes much stronger. Alima milsa tvei mi bekinyan mi beloy kinyan. Why? Rabbi Yisai, I want to understand what Tosis is saying. Tosis is saying, I had a problem, conceptually, the fact that I'm being meichel to Abitan, when it's totally on the das of the dayonim, where I have no idea what they're going to paskin. Tosis says, that's very difficult to say that I'm actually relinquishing on my chov, on my debt, and therefore, Tosis says, and the kinyan, although it's still a toast, although it's still a situation with the dayonim, it becomes stronger. Why? Question number one. Why does a kinyan change anything? Why does it suddenly come much stronger because of the kinyan? That is the first question that Tosis is saying in our sugya, that really the whole set of Apshara makes no sense. The mechila really should not be chal. Really, it's all mechila betos. And suddenly, I pick up a stupid handkerchief that's worth absolutely nothing. We pick it up in the air like a cameraman who's a guy thinks we're the weirdest people in the world. He has no idea what we're doing, right? We pick it up in the air. Suddenly, no, there's no mechila betos. How do you make sense of that? What is this, like abracadabra over here? What's going on? Why is it alima milsa? What is Taisa saying? That's question number one.
Does he say why though?
Nope. What does he say?
He gives the reason why you need a kinyan.
I'm asking, what does the kinyan change? Your problems are still there. We still need something to explain to Taisa, well, to say that, because suddenly...
The kinyan is saying, whatever happens in the judgment...
There's something about this kinyan, Rabbi Osa, there's something about this kinyan that now... There's something about this kinyan that I'm building up to, Rabbi Osa. We're going to explain it. You'll see what I mean. That it's not just the fact that you're doing a kinyan. There's something unique about this kinyan that now is representative of something that now it removes, although it really technically should have the same complaints that we had before, it removes the problems that existed prior to without the kinyan. No, in general about kinyan chalipin in general. Everything we're about to say now, from now on, outside of pshara, is going to be about the nature of kinyan chalipin in general.
Before we get to that, yeah. Isn't the point of pshara to kind of prevent the field of the talos? Like, you know that it's going to be in between. Like,
right. But now,
we know that it's going to be.
But now so listen to what happened. So we want Shalom, right? So now what happened? So now they paskin against me, and I say, Abitan, by the way, I never meant that I wanted Pshara. I'm backing out. So now the Gemara is saying, you need a kinyan in order to stop me from backing out.
Yeah, but Mechil B'Toz, I feel like it's only if you had in mind one thing, and then you And you said, oh, I never thought I was going to lose, but you never thought, you knew exactly what was going to happen, that it was going to be partial.
No. Abitan, when I go into a pshara, and I agree to you with a pshara, with me and you, let's give me and you, for example, right? There is no way, shape, or form there is going to paskin against me. And that's why I agree to a pshara.
Is it saying this on Masachim Kovi?
Right. It's very similar to Masachim Kovi. Exactly. It's like asmachta. That's mechila betolos. Asmachta. Yeah. You never had das.
So why can't you just claim that anytime you want?
You can. That's why we need a kinyan, because we need to watch out for people like that. So therefore, Tosfos says, you can't extrapolate from here, from a regular kinyan, because it's different. And suddenly, the kinyan chalipin changes something that now it's really bona fide, now it's different, that therefore you can't claim any more mechila betolos. So what I'm asking is, Morty, is why not? The mechila betolos is still there. So it's a mechila betolos with the ma'isa kinyan. So what? What does the ma'isa kinyan change anything? But la ma'isa, I thought that everyone would paskin against Abitan. I never had a havamina shabahavamina that anyone would defend Abitan. He's a creep. So therefore, it's a mechila betolos with the ma'isa kinyan. Question number one. Go along a little bit more, a little bit weiter in Tosfos. Tosfos, again, is not sure, 100% sure. They're not 100% sure when this kinyan is taking place, right? Is it before the pshara, before Abitan and I walk into Gluck 516, or after the pshara was already made? Says Tosfos, right? Five lines down from the top of Tosfos, first word on the line is Vafilu. Abitan, you want to just open the Gemara? It might be helpful for your case. And even if you want to say no, when are Abitan and me doing a Maisa Kinyan? It's after what? After the Pshara, after the Dayanim know in which direction it's going to, Sawalski. La'achar Pshara. Akati ain raya mikan. There's still no proof. Why? You still can't prove over here to a regular case of mechila. Rabosai, what changed now? What changed now? There's no tolos anymore because I know, Mickey, exactly which direction it's going in, right? Because they paskin in front of me. And now I'm saying, Abitan, I'm going to give in. Still, don't bring a raya from here to a classic mechila. Why not? There's no svara that distinguishes it because of tolos. Why wouldn't I prove to a classic case of me and Avi Spitz where he owes me money from this case of pshara? If here needs a kinyan and there's no svara of tolos to be mechalik, so it should be also in a case of a regular mechila. Should need a kinyan. You with me, Schwartz? Good. Ein raya mikan, the matzil meimar da kinyan al oisoy shiyesh loy la'achar lefroya. Avalahai demochol ein tzarech kinyan. So how does Tosfos say it's not a raya from pshara? What a chutzpah. How does Tosfos say it's not a raya from pshara? Savitsky? I don't even try. How does Tosfos say it's not a raya from pshara? Help me out of here, Rabbi Yisai. What? No toes. We're past no toes. Okay, that's true. Chevre, how does Tosfos say you can't bring a raya from here to a stam case in mechila? Maybe the kinyan, in every pshara, there are how many sides are both sides? Two sides, right? One side has to what, and one side has to what, Iram? One side has to be moichel, and one side has to pay. Maybe the fact that we're making a pshara, a kinyan right now, is not on the side that has to be moichel, that now we're going to extrapolate and compare that to a case of mechila, but rather we're making a kinyan on the fact that who? That the other guy has to pay. If you're making the kinyan and our whole sugya is built on the guy in the pshara that has to pay, then what sugya is totally irrelevant? Mechila, Avi Spitz and me. And Avi Spitz and me, there's definitely no one who has to pay, right? I'm being meichel when I'm being meichel to him. And afal pichan, I'm going to do a kinyan. So ein lahavi raya from a case of pshara to a case of here. By a case of pshara, there are two sides. So therefore, Tosfos says, maybe the whole kinyan in our sugya was not on the mechila side, but rather was on the Tzarech L'Shalim side. So therefore, Tosfos says that's another reason you can't bring this to your general Shaila of Mechila Tzricha Kinyan. No, but the Bahag brings down that you need a Kinyan on your Mechila. Afal Pisha Oysena Kinyan Achra Pshara. Even though it's after Abitan and I walked in and we heard the Pshara. But don't extrapolate from here to a general case of mechila, with Avi Spitz and me. Why? The mechila shal yidei pshara afal pishu yodea ma moicho, because a mechila that it comes out in an outcome of a pshara, even though he knows what he's mochel, domo le mechila betos lepisha mochel al pi eitzasam shal dayanim sheisiu oso limchol lefichach tzarech la'alim adover al yidei kinyan. Taisa says, I'm not even going to go that far. Comes along the Bahag and says, even if you say the Mechila, the Kenyan is on the Mechila side, and even if you say it's after the Pshara was already done, Abitan and me walked into the room, still, no proof from our Sugya of Pshara to the concept of whether or not Mechila needs a Kenyan or not needs a Kenyan. Why not? Zok the Bahag. Because even if it's post facto, even if it's after the Pshara, and even if it's where we know it's going, and it's even on the tzad of the mechila, but the kinyan is not only needed for the tzad that you have to pay. So this seems to be a great proof. Should prove from here to a classic case of mechila. Zok the Bahag, no! Why? Because we need to look at what triggered me to be meichel. What triggered me to be meichel? Not my own volition, not the fact that I'm a tzaddik, not because I like Avi Spitz and I have a rachmonus on him, and therefore I want to be meichel as chayiv. The only reason I'm being meichel for Abitan is because of what? Because some other dayan, paskin, that I should be meichel. If you want that mechila to really work, zok the Bahag, tzorech la'ale madover, you have to strengthen it, and therefore do a ma'isa kinyan. But therefore, says the Bahag, even if you have all factors in comparison and really working in line and parallel to a classic case of Mechila like me and Avi Spitz, that what? It's after the Pshara. We know the Pshara. The Kinyan is for both the Mochel and the guy who's Meshalim. Zok the Bahag, still no Raya from our Sugya on whether or not Mechila in general is Tricha Kinyan or not. Because at the end of the day, at Lautman, the only thing that caused me to be Mechel is what? Is not because I like Abitan, because I don't like Abitan, but rather the only reason I'm being Meichel is because Yenim told me to be Meichel. And that needs a bolster. That needs strengthening. That needs a chizik, and therefore comes our question again, so how does it work? Again, what I asked before, if the Tos option is all there, so then why isn't it the Tos, Morty, even with the Kinyan Chalipin? Why does the Maisa Kinyan Chalipin doing this change that Tos Svara? And if you're telling me that it's not a real Gishmak HaMechila, because it's not because I like you, but it's rather because Yenim said it, so even if I do a Maisa Kinyan on it, why does that change? My basic question is, Rabose, throughout the Tosos, what Alimus and what strengthening factor is so poshut from Tosis that comes out of a Kinyan Chalipin? There's something about Chalipin over here that I'm not understanding, that Tosis says, you have all the factors working against you. You're not a classic mochel. You're to Mechila B'Tos, whatever side of Tos you have. It's a Bahag that's saying that the Mechila is not because of you, but rather because Yenim said so. So even after the Maisa Kinyan, Yenim said so. Even after the Maisa Kinyan, there's a Mechila B'Tos sorrow. What's going on here, Rabbi Yisai? What's the Nakuda over here? I think there's something deep about the Inyan of Chalipin over here that is yisodistic and fundamental, that after we work out the whole next sugya, we're going to understand and answer all of our questions. And with that, we close with opening the last half of Tosfos. What does the last half of Tosfos have, Rabbi Yisai? You should start this tomorrow in your Maror Mekoymis, and this is going to be the Haskalah, the Pesach, of the Mafteach, of understanding Chalipin. Rabbi Shechter told me that the Rav, no matter what Masechta he would learn, there's a Yisod from Reb Chaim and in the Soviet dynasty that we're about to delve into about the Kinyan Chalipin and that are going to answer our questions and answer a lot more questions about the weird oddities of Chalipin, Rabosai, a fascinating sugya. And Rabbi Shechter told me that once every 2 years, no matter what Masechta Rabbi Soloveitchik was learning, he would make sure to find out a place to say this shir on Kinyan Chalipin. It's mamish a beautiful yisod. Raboisai, what is the end of Tosis? What's the topic of the end of Tosis? Who got to see the end of Tosis? Zenger, what's the topic of the end of Tosis?
About who gives what for Kinyan Chalipin.
No, that's the Gemara Matzia. We're not up to date yet. Do you need Aiden when you do a Kinyan Chalipin?
That's the second part.
That's the second part. That's the Gemara's they're using from Raya's. Rabbi Isai Tosfos quotes a machloikis amongst the Rishonim, the Rivam and the Rabbeinu Tam, whether or not you need Eidim by a Kinyan Chalid. Suddenly, Chalifin, we're just talking about Eidim. Suddenly, that's like the topic of the table. I do a Kinyan Kesef with you, I buy a car with you, I do this Kinyan with you. I don't necessarily need Eidim for this. I do Mashiach, Ahadba, whatever. No one talks about Eidim. Suddenly, we have this discussion about Eidim. Why specifically, when it comes to Chalipin, are the Rishonim all going back and forth? First of all, Rabbi say tomorrow you have to read over the Tosos, understand what I'm asking from the beginning of Tosos. Now read carefully the second half of Tosos, the Rayas of the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam back and forth. See whether or not their Rayas are compelling. Are there any ways to get out of the Gemaras, out of the Rayas? And once we know if there is such a buildup, we have to answer some more fundamental questions for Chalipin that you'll have on the Maror Mekoymes, that Amir Tzeshem tomorrow, we will open up with a brand new Yesod about the nature of Kinyan Chalipin, Kinyan Sudr, that happens with Mechiras Chametz, with the Rav, and that happens with every Mesadir Kiddushin and the Eidim at the beginning of the Chosin Tich. How does that Kinyan actually take effect? And what ramifications is that going to have on our sugya? Mir Tzeshem will do that tomorrow. The next sugya after that will be on the topic of mechila. What is the nature of the mechila? Mir Tzeshem, that's the sugya after that. And then the sugya on that after that will be about the sugya of Eved Ivri, the Raya's back and forth that Tosis has whether mechila needs a kinyan.